What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Welcome.
Do you have waves?
God damn it, welcome. Let me check. We have waves. All right. I'm sorry. We just recorded like 15 minutes of pretty good content.
Excuse me, Christmas.
And it's gone. But welcome to the, what is the show? Is this again? I don't know.
What is TWS?
What is TWS podcast? That's what it is. All right. Welcome back to the What is TWS podcast. I'm a little in my feelings about losing the audio. But as usual, I am Jada Flynn.
Blame yourself.
You can't sing. It's not
about me trying to sing.
It's not the voice.
It is about me projecting out the emotion of you needing to blame yourself. Ha ha.
I'm trying to make this a family show and you ha-ha. I woke up this morning a Christian. Don't do it to me. All right. Anyway, the What is TWS podcast? We are back. I am your boy Jay Flan. And as you can hear, it is my lovely exuberant.
Still can't think of another adjective.
Wife, Hamps. You need to step your game up, Tammy. If you are not inspiring more adjectives from me, that's not on me. That's on.
That's on you for not having a
blame
wide
yourself. How does it feel?
Okay.
How does it feel? Mm-hmm. Tell me how you feel, yeah. All right, anyway. Yeah, so Rich is still out.
Poor Richard.
Rich went off to New York and came back with Ebola or something.
Came back with some kind of something.
Something. He got something serious.
Poor thing.
Nah, folks. Rich is all right. He's recovering from some sort of, I think he had like bronchitis or something and like a partially collapsed lung. I'm telling all this business, but
that's
what happens when you're not here for work.
You should be here to stop the madness and defend yourself.
So yeah, I think, you know, he's still having, you know, respiratory issues right now, but you know, he's gonna be fine. And the show will be here when he gets back. Hamps has been helping me keep it alive. Thank you, Ham.
You're welcome. That sucks.
It does suck. But yeah, here we are.
It's hot in here.
We're both still a little sick. I'm drinking tea, trying not to cough into the mic. Let's take care of the bills.
Okay.
All right. TTCharities.org. Please go check out the website and help in any way you can. Donate time, money, clothes, food, books, toys, whatever it is they need. There are always several good programs going on over at TT Charities, trying to help the people. Remember, Flint, Michigan is still an ongoing situation. There have been strides made to alleviate, you know, the issues there, but there's a lot of work still to be done. And I know TT Charities is right there in the middle of things, helping out in any way they can. So TTCharities.org, please check them out. A repost or a retweet goes a long way. Spread the message. Then our friends at Rena's Cakeys, we did the taste test a couple of weeks ago. We had the lemon, lime, and strawberry cakeys.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what a cakey is, it is the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing on top. It is delicious. I recommend the lemon and lime. Strawberry are dope as well, but I'm a lemon and lime fan. They do come in other flavors. Coffee, almond, and orange.
Orange, yes.
And that is not all they have at Rena's Cakeys. That's what it specializes in. But they also do, you know, cakes, pies. The macarons are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they do really elaborate, well-decorated cakes and
specialty
stuff.
Cakes. Specialty cakes. Wedding cake. Cakes, too.
Wedding cakes, too. All right. Mm-hmm. If I ever get married again. But,
Keep
that's
on.
That's RenasCakeys.com. That's R-I-N-A-S Cakeys. And then last but not least, another friend of the show, CelebrityHairCorp.com. Let them take care of all your natural hair extension needs and let them make you look like the star that you are. That is CelebrityHairCorp.com. Claim to fame. It's free shipping, no tax on all purchases. Go get your natural hair extension bundles right now, CelebrityHairCorp.com. In the background, what you're listening to right now is a beat from my brother-in-law, Deuce Man. Deuce Man Productions. Please check him out on SoundCloud. He has beats for purchase available there. I think the one we're playing right now is called OPP.
I'm assuming it means other people's problems.
I'm gonna run with it. However you feel. You hear that? It's your boy. I think he said Deuce. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what he said. All right, so that's the eldest bro-in-law on the beat. We have the youngest bro-in-law just turned the corner. He's in the house. He's not going to do the show right now. He's not ready. But he's going to get ready. I'm excited, though.
He's doing a little happy dance over there right now.
I thought his happy dance was like push-ups or something. I thought that was his happy
dance.
It
might be. Yeah, he just said, yeah. Make push-ups.
But yeah, man, I'm excited because we have a real live millennial in the building. I'm going to have a millennial in my house for like 30 days. I'm going to be able to observe all of their habits and behavior and mannerisms. I am going to be able to document all of the little bits and pieces of millennial life that we have wondered about all this time. Rich, are you ready?
Rich is ready.
Are you ready, Rich? We got a real life millennial.
Rich is gonna have questions.
It's about to be crazy.
Rich is gonna have some a whole notepad full of questions.
We're gonna get the lab coats out and everything. this is real. This is for science. This is dope.
You gonna put him in a glass box?
Where do you think he is right now?
Oh yeah.
You see all these windows? But yeah. That's going on. Still working on the episode with my big sis. I just have big plans for the episode. I really want that to be a great conversation. So I'm trying to make sure I get the right topics and set that up properly. But those things are coming. I guess enough about what's coming up and what's going to happen. Let's get into where we are right now. What you staring at in the ceiling, Hams?
I'm just wondering why we still have birthday decorations up on the wall.
Yeah, why do we still have birthday decorations on the wall, Hams?
I blame you because I can't reach that.
Oh, whatever. Right, everything's my fault, people. I learned that in marriage counseling. Everything is my Don't look at me like that. Don't make jokes about marriage counseling. Okay, my fault. Again, see, people, it's my fault. My bad. All right, let's get into this episode, babe. Let's change the mood in the room. Let's change the air.
Getting some serious side eye right now.
You looking dead at me. How's that side eye?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what to call it.
All right, so I do have a topic that I want. I want to get into the Jay-Z album because finally being a Sprint customer paid off. I did get a chance to listen to the album. I've been listening to the album since Friday. I'm probably in the double digits in terms of times that I've listened to it all the way through. And then, you know, I've hit songs here and there in the in-between lean time. So I want to do a full-on, you know, my thoughts and feelings about the album. And I'm going to get to that, though. I first want to touch on this because we spoke about this in the last episode that you and I did together, the Sick and Tired episode. And I talked about how much I enjoyed and had hope for the Carmichael Show. And I really thought it was a good show. I'm a fan of Gerard Carmichael. Just because our names are so similar.
But he's funny.
He's funny, yeah. And the show was like funny and, you know, taking on topics that needed to be taken on. And it was doing it on network TV.
It was relevant.
Like, not on Comedy Central. Like, you know, to me, it was breaking barriers. And it was a great show. And I really, like, in my mind, with the way, you know, the icon of Bill Cosby and the Cosby Show is, like, falling right now, I saw this as, a you know, something that could pick up that mantle and maybe one day, you know, be, you know, talked about in the same vein. Like, you know, to me, it had the potential to have that kind of impact with the things that Gerard was doing. And the fact that you had this couple that had been married for 20, 30, some odd years. You know, and you had this interesting professional black family. You had, you know, had you had a little bit of everything in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the fearlessness of the show to be able to go and touch on some of these topics. I really thought great things were going to happen. And then, amazingly, man. So I do this show twice a week. And somehow in between the last time we recorded and now, the show got canceled.
It's gone.
Like just like that. So
they're going to finish the season out.
They're going to finish season three, mm-hmm. but there will be no season four. And initially when I got the news, I went straight to Angry Black Man. I went to, you know, we can't have nothing. They took this away from us. They saw we liked it too much, or they saw that, you know, they saw it had too much potential. It was, it could do too much. Mm-hmm. It was making too much of an impact. They took it from us.
Take a sip of the hot water.
Yeah, I'm trying. But then I noticed that I'm reading reports. I'm reading more about, you know, what happened. And so I'm guessing the reason the show was canceled was because Gerard Carmichael came out and said that he was leaving the show. And he would not be with the show for season four.
It's pretty sad.
Basically, it's like he's pulling a Dave Chappelle. Like this feels very reminiscent of the last time we had like a groundbreaking. And how many seasons did Dave Chappelle go?
Two.
Only two. All right, so he did two and dipped.
Two seasons and was gone.
Gerard did give us an extra season.
Dave Chappelle did two seasons and then left the country.
Right, and then Dave Chappelle disappeared. Like Gerard is saying, I'm moving on. I want to do other things.
We have a
do.
Warning. We know it's
know
coming.
What can't happen.
We didn't know that third season Dave Chappelle wasn't happening.
We had to go find Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle disappeared. This is a little different. But then now what I'm reading, and I can't substantiate any of these claims because I haven't found like concrete evidence of it, but that the reason that Gerard Carmichael is leaving the show is because NBC refused to air a certain episode and that maybe he thought he was losing creative control.
We don't know what that was.
We don't know what that. I mean, I don't know if that's true. I can only speak on it to the fact that I think it's probable. Like I believe with the kind of stuff that you know they were touching on with the show. I mean, there are episodes that already have aired. That in my mind, I was like, whoa, you know, they let them do that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you know, they let them do that. You know, like especially that the episode about his grandmother committing suicide.
Like
to me, that was definitely pushing the envelope, but. And so, yeah, I mean, that's when you can only have hope for what they've been going to do in the future. Like, you know, nobody starts there and then decreases the age. You know, you just keep pushing. So I really thought big things were coming from that show. So to hear that they got canceled, just.
It's sad.
It's
pretty sad.
But with every dark cloud, there's a silver lining.
And what is that?
I did say. I didn't feel like there was room for a Gerard Carmichael and a Jerry Flanagan at the same time. And so maybe this is making room for the Flanagan show.
Gerard Carmichael is still out there, though.
He's still out there, but he's just leaving. Yeah, I mean, he can go do some more Transformers movies and stand-up specials. And maybe he'll, you know, maybe this makes room for me in the sitcom world.
Oh, okay.
Because I believe our life would be a dope fucking sitcom.
It probably would be.
I think it would be an excellent sitcom. But you couldn't have the Gerard Carmichael show or the Carmichael show and the Flanagan show, and they both be about black families. Jesus, pray for me, y'all. They both be about black families at the same time. So now there's some room being made. He stepped out the way so that you know.
He had you in mind.
He had me in mind. I know.
Yeah,
we spoke about it.
He did.
We spoke about it.
But Gerard and Jared.
Hey, I've been called Gerard all my life, and I can't get anybody to see, like, when have you ever seen ED pronounced odd? In any other word, can you show me where ED gets pronounced odd? But for some reason, people read J-A-R-E-D, and they come up with Gerard.
Gerard every
all
time.
All the time.
Well. I can see how my name gets mispronounced because there are different pronunciations.
Yeah.
But.
I'm not even going to do it to you. But, you know, whenever I want to make you mad, I just, flip it.
Don't even do
it. I just flip it out.
Don't do it.
Smack it, flip it, rub it down. Oh no.
Next.
All right. So let's get into this Jay-Z album.
I've been listening to it because of you.
Yes. You've been forced to.
Yep.
Because I don't think you would have listened to it otherwise.
Well, I don't have Tidal.
Tidal. You be on them apps. You be on them dating apps.
I don't know what these apps
are. Are you confusing Tidal and Tinder?
Tinder. I don't know what any of these apps are.
It sounds like you might. We'll talk about this off air.
Off air.
Oh, it's off air. Anyway, yeah, so you've been listening to it. So 444, the new Jay-Z album, released on the 30th. So I'm gonna say up front, I've always been a Jay-Z fan. Huge Jay-Z fan. Like, the introduction of me into hip hop has something to do with Jay-Z. I think I told a story on the show before that my first CD was Tevin Campbell. And then I didn't start listening to rap until a cousin of mine in South Carolina gave me a mixtape. And when I say mixtape, I mean like when people used
an
to take
a cassette tape,
and they would record different stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one side was MC8, and the other side was Reasonable Doubt. And that was my introduction to Jay-Z. I think like from the first record I heard, I was just like, this is it. Like, this is the music. Like, this is cool. This is intelligent. This is witty. And I've been a fan ever since. And I honestly have not enjoyed like his last two albums.
I don't think I've listened to.
I was not a big fan of was it Magna Carta?
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure I remember the album before or after that. I don't know.
I don't remember.
But I mean, they had songs, they had moments, but they weren't like great albums to me. You know,
this album.
And especially with, you know, the distance that's between albums, like when you're waiting so long for an album, when you get one, you're expecting it to be
amazing.
Like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And this album, I think, was finally one of those times where, you know, had no idea the album was coming, and then it's here, and then it is to me amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing from a couple different standpoints. You know, I think sonically, it's amazing. From what I hear, No ID did the entire album, and I've been a No ID fan since back in the Common. You know, this is back in his days with Common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, One Day It All Makes Sense and records like that. I had No ID did the entire album. And just sonically, you know, the beats to me are amazing. It's a really soulful album. It's the most soulful Jay-Z album I think I've ever heard.
Agreed.
And then, you know, the content is right there as well. Like, the content, the subject matter he touches on. He's always been a very personal,
honest,
rapper,
yeah,
very honest. Always put his, you know, his life in the verses, and always told you, you know, the worst things about him, in addition to the best things about him. And he goes there here with the admissions of infidelity, and you know, and all that kind of stuff. Talking about his mom, his mom is now a lesbian. I mean, he tells you everything there is to know about, you know, his life on this record. But then there's stuff about supporting black businesses and becoming financially stable, and there's, you know, there's a couple of indictments on, you know, black culture as it is now, and where he fit and ain't going wrong, and where he wants to be and ain't going right. And then the flow to me is unusual at times, but the moments where, you know, you get a bar that hits, like, those bars are so strong, they make up for the fact that sometimes, you know, to me, the flow is just off kilter. It's not what I'm expecting from Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
But the moments that he jumps in and actually, you know, to me, gives you those same witty metaphors and things, like, they're strong enough that they carry those other moments where I'm not as entertained by, you know, what it is that he's saying. So just overall, it's an album that I've been able to sit down and listen to from track one to track 10, like I said, more than double-digit times.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Like, I can literally put it on and just work and get things done and, you know, and passively listen to it and enjoy it. You know, every moment that I become conscious that I'm listening to it, I'm enjoying what I'm listening to.
Right.
I'm never like, you know, I don't like this song too much, skip, you know. I'm not skimming songs. It definitely has songs that I, you know, if I'm in a certain mood and I want to go right to that mood, I put that song on. But I enjoy all the songs.
Right.
So I think it's a great album. That would be my appraisal of it so far. What you trying to say?
I mean, so far from what I've heard, I've enjoyed. You know, there was that one moment tonight when we run away to dinner where I was kind of like, I had to screw face because he had to talk almost in too much detail about how he cheated on Beyonce. I don't want to know that.
It's Jay-Z, of course. It's a menage a trois.
Right, but I still don't want to know that. Jay-Z, it's almost like he was bragging on himself that, yeah, you know, I was having a threesome, you know. That's how I cheated on my wife. You cheated on your wife. That's all that anybody ever needs to know. I don't want you to brag and say you had a menage a trois.
I mean, I know when I come to his defense, the immediate reaction is, you know, that's those Jay-Z fanboys. You know, they're going to defend whatever he does. But I'll say the way I took it was, like, I guess if you're going to cheat, people probably think of a menage a trois as, like, the pinnacle. Like, if you, like that's not just going out and finding one woman, you know, like, you got two. Like, if you, maybe one girl at a time wasn't going to be enough to persuade you to cheat. But two girls, what, you know. But he's saying even that, what's that if you got a soulmate? Like, so what's the pinnacle? What's the ultimate cheat when you got, so like, even that isn't worth it. That's what I took from.
I just took that he was,
Jay-Z has already said, he's already said, well, you want to see me again, you got to get two dykes. I got rules. I can't hit you twice. You're like, man. He said things like this already on records. So the idea of Jay-Z,
when did he say that?
This is,
it just, to me, it just was braggadocious a little bit.
He's like, a rapper.
Yeah, you know, I had threesomes. You cheated on your wife. That's bad enough. Now you cheated with two women?
It wasn't worth it. And he's saying it wasn't worth it.
It shouldn't have been worth it with one woman. I mean, I'm just saying.
You got to think of it in guy terms, though.
All
right. I'm trying to defend it. I don't know. Maybe I'm.
No, I see what you're saying. I do see it. I understand the point. I'm just trying to figure out why he felt the need to put something like that in the album to tell the world that he cheated on Beyonce by having a menage a trois. You cheated.
Yeah.
That's bad enough to hear. I don't want to hear the details. And now he put them details out for his kids to hear when they older.
And again, I think from a certain interpretation, you can read that in that he's not exactly saying, he's not necessarily saying this is what I did. He's just, all he said was, what's a menage a trois, you know, when you got a soulmate or something like that. So it's not even necessarily saying that this is what I did. It's just saying that even this, which in some guy terms might be looked at as, you know, if there was something that was going to sway you away from your happy home, maybe it'd be the opportunity of the menage a trois. But even that.
Why you had to put that voice on it?
Yeah. I'm setting the mood here. I'm setting the stage a little bit.
The menage a trois.
The menage a trois.
Because it's so, what was the word? Desired or?
Right, so,
like the unicorn of sex or something?
Is it not? Not for women, maybe. Not for women, maybe. All right. But then, all right. So in addition to this, I have seen a lot of flack, like a lot of hate come. And I don't want to call everything hate because I believe music is art and art is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And art that I like is not necessarily going to be art that you like.
Right.
You know, and you're not supposed to. Just because I like something doesn't make it good. And because it's good, everybody should accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like it, it means I like it. So if you don't like the album, that's one thing. I completely, you know, I'm cool with that. I'm good with you not liking the album. It doesn't concern me. It shouldn't concern me. It won't ever concern me. The comments I've seen that concern me are stuff where, I think I saw one comment where they was like, Jay-Z tells people to be financially responsible and support black businesses and treat their women right, and these sheep just follow. Like, why do you care what makes somebody do the right thing?
Right.
Even if someone is being a sheep, and we know that there are a lot of sheep. If a person decides to lead the sheep, and he's going to lead the sheep in a good direction, what is there to be mad about?
Somebody always has to be mad about something.
Upset about that. Why belittle the people that are following it if they're following a good message? Unless you have issue with the message. Unless you think he's leading the people in the wrong way. You know, unless you think he's leading people to do something bad. Why be upset with them for following? There are some people who are going to follow. They're followers out there. They're followers and they're leaders.
What does it matter?
What does it matter where the message came from? Even if the message came from someone who used to be, and I said, Jay-Z is definitely one of the people who probably used to push people the wrong way. And even if one day he wakes up and decides, I don't want to do that no more, I want to do this, and then he goes out and does it and people respond to it, we should be celebrating.
No, but there's always going to be somebody out there that's got something to say. You cannot please everybody.
But I, you know, if that's your thing to say, what did you want to happen for Jay-Z to come out and say, you know what, y'all should support black businesses and y'all should we should not cheat on our women and raise our children and build successful families and homes, and you wanted people to be like, nah, man, forget that, I ain't no sheep. So now you got dudes that are probably like, to prove I'm not a sheep, I gotta keep beating my wife, because if I stop beating her now, I'm just a sheep following Jay-Z. It's just like, people, if something comes along and it gets people to do the right thing, unless there's some harmful side effects, unless Jay-Z is saying treat your women right and support black businesses, but kill all left-handed children, so like, unless there's a harmful side effect, like, why
is somebody saying
why
anything?
Complain about it? Yeah, if why you don't complain? Like the album, just don't like it, but don't call people sheep for following something that leads them the right way or a good way. I won't even say the right way. I'm not going to decide what's right and what's wrong, but I think we're saying this is positive.
Why don't they lead?
If you don't like the fact that other people are leading these people in the direction you wanted them to go, why weren't you already leading them? And then, but even then, who cares? Like, if the goal is to get people to go here, and even if you were trying to be a leader, but nobody was listening to you, and then here comes Jay-Z the rapper, and he just spits a couple bars and gets everybody to go that way, you're going to be mad?
Mad.
That means that the goal was never to get them to move in the right direction. The goal was to get people to follow you.
Right. That's what they want.
That's what you wanted. If the goal was to get them to move in the right direction, well, then we're accomplishing that. Everybody, win-win.
Don't be mad.
So I've seen that come up, and that bothers me. If you don't like the album, I'm cool with you. I haven't liked a shit ton of Kanye albums. I didn't like the last two Jay-Z albums. There are a lot of things I don't like, and if people are going to be mad at me for not liking it, then I'm in a world of hurt. So I'm not, you know, I can't be mad at nobody for not liking something, but the way people are vilifying it, like he shouldn't be trying to lead and people shouldn't be following it, it's like, what is the alternative? What did you want to happen?
I don't know.
What was you going for?
I don't know.
All right, and so in this way, I feel like I'm a sheep a little bit, because this is something I've taken from the album. And not sure what is that going on. Is that
it's got to be your phone vibrating.
All right, so I listened to the album, and so I have Spotify. I've had Spotify for what, a year,
years,
2 years.
Yeah.
Had Spotify for a while. It's become my, you know, my go-to way of getting access to new music and consuming music. And most 9 times out of 10, if I'm listening to music, I'm listening to it on Spotify. And the other music services have come up, and I've avoided them. I avoided Tidal in the beginning. I've avoided Apple Music just because, you know, I've got my platform, and I've kind of gotten, you know, sick of this whole war and Tidal exclusives and Spotify exclusives and Apple Music exclusives. And, you know, I gotta have all these different subscriptions to get access to all the different music that I want. And so I was really against Tidal in the beginning, and really only because I had chosen my platform.
Right.
And this new platform meant that people were going over there and doing exclusives, And now in order to get that music, I had to switch or have two. And I was really my only argument against it. You know, mm-hmm. Not that I thought it was a bad idea or whatever. It's just that it would now require me. It was separating the way people get music, and it was going to require people to make decisions or have to spend more money than they wanted to spend to get access to the music they wanted to get access to. And then, you know, then Jay-Z comes out with an album, which is a Tidal exclusive, which the only reason I have access to right now is because I'm a Sprint customer and they're giving it to me for free.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason, I was not going to switch and go to Tidal just to get this album.
Right.
If it had not been for the fact that I get access to it for free, I just would have waited.
Wait. No. But on a previous episode, you did get...
I did switch for Yasiin Bey's album.
Right.
But Yasiin Bey is an artist that has never let me down.
Uh-huh. Okay. Jay-Z, so you switched before this Jay-Z album.
I switched and then I quit. I switched.
Oh, you switched and quit.
I switched. I got the Yasiin Bey album. I didn't necessarily... It didn't live up to what I wanted it to be. It wasn't enough to keep me on the service.
Mm-hmm.
I left the service.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have resubscribed just to get this Jay-Z album.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mean enough to
me. Gotcha.
But now I got the album. And, you know, I think I quoted on Facebook one of the quotes from the album. Like, I'll be damned if I drink Belvedere as long as Puff got Ciroc. And I heard that, and it's like, it's just resonated with me. It's like, I'm so concerned. I'm so angry about having to switch and give my money to somebody else because I'm ingrained in this infrastructure over here. But this infrastructure is owned by whoever. I don't even know who Spotify, who owns Spotify.
No, I don't
know. I know nothing about, you know, where the money that Spotify gets goes and what they do with it or anything.
I don't
like
think
that.
We know much about Spotify.
Much about Spotify at all. I do, however, have a face to put with Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
And that face, I am aware of a lot of his philanthropic activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, why am I so upset about abandoning one platform that I have no idea whether it does anything for me or not, and going to another platform that is majority owned by somebody of my hue, you know, and a person who I can go Google right now and show you things he's done for my community. It's like, if I'm gonna give my money to somebody, why wouldn't I give it to that person? Now I feel kind of guilty for being so reluctant to switch over. Like, what was my real reason? Just because I had too much invested in this other platform? It's just music.
Yeah, Spotify is owned by people that we've never heard of. Just millionaires somewhere in other countries.
Yeah.
Sweden. It's a okay. Swedish company.
Okay, that should tell me a lot right there. So yeah, I'm really having a debate within myself now whether or not to move over. And it's not about music or mm-hmm. the quality of the services. It's about... It's hard when you say Jay-Z and black business, like, you know, like when you think of Jay, like Jay-Z has in some ways in my mind transcended race, but I think that's an illusion. Like you don't. And that's part of that that story of OJ song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, still nigga, you know.
They only keep 30% of their revenue.
Who is they?
Spotify. They distribute 70% of total revenue to rights holders who then pay artists.
And so forth and so on. But yeah. Maybe I should. I do all the pods in color, and I do everything else to try to support organizations and people of color that are doing some good.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that loyalty not extend toward people who've reached a certain level of success? Like, Jay-Z is too successful for me to remain loyal to. Like, he doesn't need my money anymore. So why get? I'm gonna give it to the Swedish company. Like, you know, I mean, this is me just like thinking my way through it and
thinking out loud, trying to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, but you know, maybe this is being a sheep, and maybe this was the whole point of his album: guilt trip everybody into joining Tidal. But it kind of worked on me. I might go there.
Oh, talk about Eric Benet.
Yes. Don't ever go Eric Benet. All right. So that's another great line on the album. What did he say? You almost went Eric Benet. Let the baddest girl in the world get away. I don't even know what to say. Don't ever go Eric Benet.
Don't ever go Eric Benet.
To which Eric Benet responded, something like, yo, Jay-Z, I'm married to the baddest girl in the world, like right now. Yeah. Something like that. Which I think was probably more for his wife.
It was for his wife. He had to respond to say something, which was sweet, you know.
All right. But Eric, you know, so we have this thing now. So we know that Halle Berry, who was Halle Berry.
Who still is Halle Berry. Still is. She's 50 years old.
It's falling off to me. But anyway.
But she's 50 years old and she still looks the exact same as she did. It probably is not better than she did 20 years ago.
Make me feel good.
No, don't.
Hey, that's burned into my retinas. Yeah, she did it.
You feel good.
Please stop. All right. Please.
So Halle Berry gets Eric Benet. Beyonce gets Jay-Z.
What hope do normal women have if Beyonce cannot keep her man at home? Should women like me and other my girlfriends just expect that their man is going to cheat on them? And should women like Beyonce with husbands who are millionaires, billionaires, just automatically expect that they're going to get cheated on?
I think you always, marriage is supposed to be the ultimate commitment. And it's no such thing as a commitment that you can occasionally break. It's a commitment. That's, by definition, it is something that you're supposed to be able to expect.
Fidelity.
So yes, you should be able to expect it. Now, you should be able to expect that a man is never going to hit a woman. You should be able to expect it. Whether that's true or not, whether that always is going to hold true, is a different thing. I think there are Jay-Z and Beyonce's, and I think there's, I don't know. Let's find somebody who hasn't cheated on their wife. There's got to be somebody. Figure out one.
Somebody famous?
Yeah, somebody famous.
Oh, that's going to be too hard to figure out right now.
Because we only hear about the bad ones.
Right.
We don't hear about the good ones.
We don't know about Boris Kodjo and Nicole.
Or Michelle and Barack.
We don't know. All we know is that we haven't heard about it. We don't know if it's not true. Let's just go with Boris and Nicole. All right,
Boris.
Because we haven't heard about any infidelity there. They've been married for years.
Right.
Or Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell.
Let's go with Boris and Nicole. Because Nicole beats
Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell. Yeah. Nicole beats Tisha Campbell.
Okay.
If Nicole was up there, she might not have been like Halle Berry status. But she's up there.
She's pretty. She's very pretty.
Right, she's up there. And, and she's married to a pretty man.
Yeah. Married he to probably her. Spends more time in the mirror than she does.
They got separate bathrooms. You can't share one bathroom. They can't do that. So, I think you are supposed to be at it. I don't want us to reach a point where we stop expecting it. Where we start saying, yeah, we're getting married, but, I don't expect you to be faithful. I don't want the world to reach that point.
That's where it seems like we're going. Like, who can be faithful nowadays?
I can. I will.
Well, I know that you will. But if one day down the line you didn't, I don't know if I'd be surprised.
And that hurts. I think it should hurt. I think it should surprise you. I think your expectation of me, I want, and Jay-Z even talks about that in the song, like losing somebody looking at you that way hurts. And that's probably, is the biggest impact to him, is that, he can never ask someone, she may one day decide to look at him that way again, but he can't ever ask
for her to look at him the same way she did when she was 21.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't deserve it. If he gets it, it would be something he doesn't deserve. I want to deservedly be a man that you look at as, I trust my husband. I have 100% faith in my husband, that he's going to do, X, Y, and Z.
I would almost be not mad at you, but mad at myself. Like, I should have.
And that's the problem. I don't want, it is 100%. If I was to do something, you need to be 100% mad at me, because you were supposed to expect fidelity. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to expect the best out of me. And if you got the worst, that is not a flaw in you. That's a flaw in me.
What's that saying that you that comedian said about rich people and or celebrities and cheating?
Oh, I have no idea
about the Skittles.
Oh yeah, he's like, you know, it's like you know, they, women and celebrities is like it raining Skittles. Like that's how many women are coming at you. And if you walked outside and it was raining Skittles, you're going to catch 3 or 4 by accident.
I didn't mean to.
I wasn't even trying.
Was that Dave Chappelle?
It wasn't Dave Chappelle. Some lesser known comedian. Okay.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to catch these.
But you know, perfect example. Because when I saw, the moment I saw that Jerry Seinfeld clip,
mm-hmm.
when, man, who is it that's trying to hug him?
Oh, I forgot who.
It's a singer.
Oh, not Kesha. Was it Kesha?
Yeah. Kesha's trying to hug him. And he, like, gives her the ultimate curve. She's like, can I hug? He's like, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, I'm okay. No, thank you. The moment I saw it, I'm like, That's a married man. That's a married man who knew better than to hug some random woman he didn't know. On camera, if any, you know, at that. That's a married man. That's a married man move.
And then she kind of laughed it off and walked away. And whoever was interviewing him was like, you know.
He's like, that's Kesha. He's like, who is that? Like, oh,
that's Kesha? Oh, okay.
I wish her the best.
Yeah. I don't know who she is. That's a married man. I'm not going to hug this woman.
There are rules to being a married man. You know, and they don't get taught to you, but to me, they were more innate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I don't need to be nowhere alone with a woman that's not like my wife's best friend. You know, like, it gotta be somebody really close to mm-hmm. the both of us for me to be anywhere and it's just the two of us.
Right.
I don't need female friends at work that I go to lunch with by myself.
No.
I don't need, you know, my female friends who I used to talk to, you know, in the middle of the night about problems with their relationship. When I got married, I don't get calls after 9
after
o'clock.
A certain time no more.
Yeah. You just...
No,
you,
I mean,
you learn
even,
how to respect
yeah, I
your
have,
relationship.
I have guy friends that I would, you know, we talk to. Kevin, you know, he got married. He has kids. Our phone calls now are between, you know, like 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Like, they don't go beyond that hour. And if something does happen after that hour, that means something is wrong, you know, to the point where, you know.
I'm calling you because somebody died.
Right.
Or,
right.
Know, something like that. I'm not calling you to shoot the shit.
Right. No.
At that time of night. But, you know, and so that's what I'm saying. Like, there should be an expectation because it's possible. It's completely possible
mm-hmm.
to be, you know.
Faithful
to your wife. You just, it's a choice.
Someone who got a million Skittles thrown at them.
Then you, that means
every day.
That means you come outside with an umbrella or something, like, you know, like you learn to live in that world. But it's completely possible. It's a choice. It is absolutely a choice.
It disappointed me because I really had it set in my mind that Beyonce and Jay-Z could be one of those couples, you know, that you look at like a Boris and Nicole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's never going to cheat on her. That's Beyonce. What the hell is he going to do with somebody else? Who looks better than Beyonce? And he did it. And it's disappointing to me. So I can only imagine how she feels if I'm disappointed. I can imagine how she feels.
Yeah, but I just don't want it to be taken. I don't want it to be taken that no man could ever be. Like, if you couldn't be faithful to Beyonce, if a man couldn't be faithful to Beyonce, then who, you know, how can
any woman expect
a man to be faithful? No, that's, I don't think that's a lesson to be learned.
It's just a man making a mistake. Don't care who he is.
It doesn't, because at some point Beyonce in his eyes isn't Beyonce in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He's not looking at her every day like she's Beyonce. When she...
That's his woman. That's just his woman.
You know, when he comes into the bathroom and it might be a little smear or something on the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah. Then that's not Beyonce to him no more. You see what I'm saying?
She doesn't leave smears in the toilet.
See, that's what you think. That's what you think. I think she showed up, and he sees it, and then that she's not Sasha Fierce on that morning. And that's the morning where, you know, Becky might have a shot. But he, you still got to, as a dude, you know, decide that even on that morning, it ain't worth it.
Yeah. It's still disappointing.
The Carmichael Show, Jay-Z.
Just disappointed.
What else is going to happen? Sickness.
Disappointed in the
all
world.
All this editing I got to do.
Better get to work.
Hey, yo, people, if you listen to this episode, if you gotten this far in the episode and you haven't heard a cough yet, I am a motherfucking beast. I just want you to know. I just want you to know. All right. Is that it for tonight? We good?
Are we good?
I think we good.
Okay.
I've enjoyed this time with you, sweetheart.
I'm going to go to bed now.
You're going to go to bed now?
Yeah.
My work has just begun.
Yes.
Screw you.
Screw you.
All right, people. It's a lot of darkness out there. Let's not spend time pointing fingers at the darkness. Let's be the light. And with that said, until next time, peace.
Peace.